This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal says practical and life skills-oriented education needed for social transformation. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat expresses commitment to resolve economic problems. Health Ministry urges all to get vaccinated against COVID-19, citing increasing number of cases. And Saudi Arabian delegation in Yemen's capital Sana'a for talks with the Houthi rebels. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has vowed to take Sudur Paschim, the far western part of Nepal, to a new development phase. Addressing the third convocation ceremony of the Far Western University in Mahendranagar yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal stressed practical and life skills-oriented education for social transformation. The Prime Minister added that the university education should be creative, in tune with the time and capable of producing scientific and technical human resources. Prime Minister Dahal also suggested the universities make timely academic and managerial reforms for producing workforce capable of competing in the world market. Also speaking on the occasion, Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Ashok Kumar Rai, said it was the responsibility of the universities to protect and promote the original knowledge and skills related to the nation's history and culture. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat has said government is committed to resolve economic problems. Minister Mahat made such a statement during a meeting with the delegation of the Economic Media Association Nepal, EMAN, in the ministry yesterday. He informed that efforts were underway to bring economy to right track. Minister Mahat said government was focused on addressing economic problems immediately to give a positive message. The minister said investment, interest rate, capital market and problems of private sectors were pressing issues to address. He admitted that revenue collection had declined due to foreign and domestic problems. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, has said the government has forwarded the works prioritizing the cyber security. Receiving a report of the High-Level Commission formed to investigate the service delivery system of the Government Integrated Data Center and the Disaster Recovery Center, Minister Sharma said the government was planning to incorporate the issue of cyber security to the upcoming budget, policies and programs. The Communication Minister also pointed out that the government had paid attention to cyber security as it was directly linked with the national security. Minister Sharma also stressed on legal and structural reforms for cyber security. The CPN-UML has quit the Karnali province government. All three ministers from the CPN-UML yesterday submitted their resignation to Chief Minister Rajkumar Sharma, Minister for Economic Affairs and Planning Binod Kumar Shaha, Minister for Social Development Tekraj Pachai and Minister for Forest, Environment and Tourism Jit Bahadur Sai submitted their resignation to the Chief Minister. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Naren Kaji Srestha has said the government is serious on achieving the goal of prosperity. Talking to media persons at Damouli of Tanau district yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Srestha stressed that the main agenda of the government at present was economic prosperity. The Deputy Prime Minister reiterated that the government was effortful to bring concrete steps needed to revive the country's economy. Meanwhile, a high-level team, including the Deputy Prime Minister, inspected the ongoing expansion and upgrading of the Prithivi Highway yesterday. Along with Deputy Prime Minister Srestha, Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport, Prakash Jwala, Pokhara Metropolitan City Mayor Dhanaraj Acharya and the Ambassador of China to Nepal, Chen Chong, among other officials, made an on-site visit. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged all to get vaccinated against COVID-19 in view of the increasing coronavirus infection cases. The ministry has asked all to take the COVID-19 shots as the infection was increasing daily. Joint spokesperson of the ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, called on all to take initial shots and booster doses. The number of infection cases that had dropped to nil is now increasing daily. 50 COVID cases were detected yesterday and the total number of infections has reached 396 so far. In the Kathmandu Valley alone, 15 people were receiving treatment in isolation, 8 in ICU and 5 in ventilator. A genetic study carried out some days back had detected the presence of a new Omicron variant of the coronavirus for the first time in Nepal. The ministry has also urged all to stay in isolation and undergo COVID test immediately after developing any symptoms of the infection. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party has directed its leader and House of Representatives member, Dr. Thaka Kumar Shrestha, to submit a clarification with 24 hours on a controversial phone call circulated in the media outlets. Issuing a press statement yesterday, the party's general secretary and spokesperson, Dr. Mukul Dhakal, stated that MP Shrestha had been directed not to carry out any activity in the capacity of the party's general member. The party has directed its Central Disciplinary Committee to probe into the telephone call and submit a report to the party within 3 days. As circulated in the media outlets, Dr. Shrestha sought money from a business person, stating that money was needed for him to support the party to become the health minister. Vice President Ram Sahay Prasad Yadav has called for participation of all sides to ensure an access of eye care service in the country's rural areas. Addressing the Golden Jubilee celebration of Nepal Eye Hospital in Kathmandu yesterday, he pointed out that the service expansion for eye treatment in the remote areas was still a challenge, though some achievements were made in reduction of blindness. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. A Saudi Arabian delegation is in Yemen's capital Sana'a for talks with the Houthi rebel movement aimed at reaching a new and potentially permanent ceasefire. A mediation team from Oman is also in Sana'a. The capital has been controlled by the Houthis since they drove the Yemeni government out in 2015. Soon after, war erupted between the Houthis and a Saudi-led coalition supporting the government. It has continued ever since, leaving tens of thousands of Yemenis dead and some 80% of the population relying on aid. India's tiger population has climbed to 3,167 in 2022. Releasing a report on the latest tiger census in Karnataka yesterday, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauded the country's effort to save tigers. India is celebrating 50 years of its tiger conservation project. At least 4 people have died in an avalanche in the French Alps. According to the BBC, it happened at a glacier near Mont Blanc in the southeastern France around midday on Sunday local time. The local deputy mayor has confirmed that 2 of the dead were mountain guides. Several injured people have been taken to hospital and 2 people are still missing. Meanwhile, 5 people have been injured and 8 are unaccounted for after an explosion flattened an apartment building in the southern French city of Marseille. The cause of explosion is not yet known. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers is likely to occur at 1 or 2 places of Gandaki Province, Karnali Province and Sudar Paschim Province. Kathmandu's weather report now, or it was for the last 24 hours, the maximum temperature was recorded at 29.8 degrees Celsius and the minimum temperature was recorded at 12.4 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal says practical and life skills-oriented education needed for social transformation. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Sharad Mahat expresses commitment to resolve economic problems. Health Ministry urges all to get vaccinated against COVID-19, citing increasing COVID cases. And Saudi Arabian delegation in Yemen's capital Sana'a for talks with the Houthi rebels. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.